Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Another funny Friday. Well, at least the sun's out, the snow is melting. It's the little thing. Joy, isn't it? Always good, always good. All right, the chat room is open. So if you'd like to join Blog Talk Radio, give yourself a chat name that shamelessly self-promotes you. Be my guest, and I'll mention whatever show you want me to. And we'll have some fun with it. Right? I think so. I think it's all good. And I don't know what to start off with today. Have a little French anatomy bousculaire in Verne Cacale. I don't speak French.
Et tu cours, 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 et tu cours
Hey. Oh. I'm with Stupid Radio in the chat room. Thanks for joining in. I'm with chat. I can't even say it. My lips are dry. I'm with Stupid Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Sundays, noon to 2 p.m. On Sundays, I'm with Stupid. Check it out. Okay, Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And this week, she's going to be having the songs of Marina Hara. Who knew she could sing that little fairy redhead in all those John Wayne movies? Very good. George Bettinger's in the house. The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Facebook, The Mom and Pop Shop, and you can follow him and follow along. Oh, my goodness. You know who's in the chat room right now. And by the way, the chat room is a separate thing. It shows up on your computer, and you could talk to each other and make friends. My favorite Hispanic comedian, Mr. Hector Luis. Hector Luis is in the house. He is a very funny guy and adorable. I wish I was a manager so I could get this guy work because he'd be a great actor. He's just a lovable, funny man, and you got to say hello to that. And I'm with Stupid. Thank you for, I know you're homesick today listening, so that's always good, too. Had a great time last night at the 13th Street Comedy Night, and special thanks to my friend Tom Newell, and of course, Jillian Cohen, always fun. What fun. She is a great comic, and she's just an up-and-comer. You're going to hear more about her. And she's terrific. Terrific. Okay, how about a little old-time comedy? I think we need a little Nichols and May right now. I dedicate it to all my chatters.
Catch based on their indignation at a particularly outrageous American custom, a custom which Jessica Mitford has since called the high cost of dying. Mike Nichols and Elaine May.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Long Dust. Can I help you?
Yes, I read your ad. I'm interested in the $65 funeral.
Was that for yourself?
No.
For another. May I ask, where did you catch that ad?
TV Guide.
Just trying to find out where our trade comes from. I am afraid that I'm going to have to ask you some questions.
Yes, that's all right.
All right. Can you tell me, what was the loved one's name?
Seymour Maslow Freen.
Is that hyphenated?
It was.
And the loved one's address?
44-11-18 Southeast Huguenot Walloon Drive.
And may I ask what your name is?
Charlie.
Charlie. Charlie, I'm Miss Loomis, your grief lady.
Hi.
Is it Charlie Maslow Fleen?
Yes.
You're related. Well, that will be $65.
Thank you. I have the check all made out.
Oh, wonderful. Before you go, Mr. Maslow Fleen, I was just wondering, would you be interested in some extras for the loved one?
What kind of extras?
Well, how about a casket?
Isn't that included in the funeral?
No.
We have to have a casket.
Yes, it looks better.
How much?
We have three prices. $1,243, $768, and
$14.98. May I ask? What do those prices represent?
That's mahogany, oak, and nubby plywood.
Well,
Nubby Plywood.
Tell me, what kind of an appearance does that make?
Cheap.
I'll take the oak.
The oak? All right.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I am so sorry to intrude this way on your grief. I just wondered, can you tell me, how had you planned on getting Mr. Maslow Fleen down here? You're going to have to give the driver an enormous tip.
You don't happen to have a hearse, do you?
Yes, we do. For $35, I can give you an exquisite Cadillac slumber wagon.
All right. $35.
$35. Now, how about someone to drive it?
That's not included?
No, it isn't.
All right, we have to have a driver. I can't drive it myself.
No.
Is that all?
Just, this is the last, and I am once again truly sorry. It is my job. Had you planned it all on burying Mr. Maslow?
That was foremost in my mind.
Do you happen to have a plot?
No, but I'm sure you do.
Yes, we do. We have
three prices.
Yes. $824.46, $493.58, and $10.
I'm just curious. What happens for $10?
For $10, we have two men who come and take Mr. Maslow Fleen away and do God knows what.
You always run a little danger with satire, and...
I'm your babysitter.
Hi, we've been waiting for our babysitter.
Oh, my God, you know, you guys are kind of old to need a babysitter. Is your mom at home?
No, they left already. Yes. We've been sitting here watching the Miss Universe pageant.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. You know, I babysit a lot, and I find that young children usually like some lint, so I brought you each some. Here you go.
Yeah. What did you say your name was again? Jolene?
Jolene, yeah.
Yeah. My name is...
Could you breathe a little further away from me, please? No, not on my neck, boys.
I've been waiting for a babysitter for such a long, long time, Jolene.
Oh, yeah. Tell me, where's the fridge?
It's right in the kitchen.
Do you want us to show you?
All right.
My mother keeps the knives in that drawer.
Oh, that's really nice. You know, I only babysit on recommendations, and you got such a high recommendation, but it was in a letter, you know.
You know, we've been watching the Miss Universe pageant for so many hours now, just waiting for someone to knock on our door.
I'm so glad. I need the money, because, you see, today's my favorite holiday. It's Victoria Day, and I want to make my pilgrimage to Canada.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, could you breathe a little further away from me, boys?
You know, our last babysitter's name was Pauline.
Yeah, she brought us to the beach a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why is she your last babysitter? Do you boys have a respiratory problem?
No, we smoke.
Oh, you shouldn't do that, it'll stunt your growth, but you are very tall for young children. I've never seen children that needed a shave before.
I'm 7, he's 6.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Yeah. You're supposed to watch us.
Yeah. Yes, all right. Well, why don't I I'll watch you now. Why don't we just play a little game?
She talks a lot, doesn't she?
Yeah. I was talking when I'm nervous.
You remind of us of our late great aunt.
Yeah.
Late great aunt?
Aunt Victoria.
Victoria? Well, that's nice, boys. Why don't we just play a little game?
Do you want to meet Aunt Victoria?
Well, if she's late, then I presume she's
dead. Oh, she's very late.
She's very late. Yeah, she's down in the basement.
Aunt Victoria down there with her croquet set.
Well, all right, let's go look at her. What the heck? I don't mind. You boys go down first.
Here's the door right here.
Yeah.
I know, watch the steps.
They creak. Careful. You might get hurt.
It's dark in here.
Why, sir, is that spider webs? My
goodness. No, that's lint.
That's lint.
You see, nobody's been down here before. We've been collecting lint.
Hold it. Look, written on the spider web.
What?
The word greed.
Greed? Oh, my gosh, greed and avarice. Oh, my goodness, greed is what brought me here today. What am I thinking?
Listen to me, Jolene. Me and my little brother here,
you're frightening me, and quit breathing so close. Don't you ever brush your teeth?
Now that we're in the basement, let me show you our great aunt. We thought of another little thing that we can do to kill time.
Oh, kill time. I must use this word. What time would your parents be back, by the way? Did you happen
Thursday.
To mention that? Thursday.
They're going to be back Thursday.
Yes. Would you quit breathing on me?
I think it's time for milk and cookies.
Snack time. All right. Snack time.
We had a little problem with Pauline.
Oh, yes.
When we were at the beach, you see, with Pauline. She didn't want us to eat milk and cookies.
No.
Oh, no?
She tried to stop us from eating milk and cookies.
She wanted us to eat broccoli.
Asparagus.
And asparagus. Well, they're very good vegetables, and they're healthy, high in iron. And could we have the cookies upstairs? Do we?
But it's so cold and clammy down here.
It's nice.
It's nice. Yes, well, it is nice, boys. I tell you, you two are certainly the most different children I've ever babysat before. quit breathing on me. Would you mind moving back just a little bit? All right, you know.
Oh, these nylons feel really nice.
Well, they're not nylons. Those are my legs.
I think it's time to show her Great Aunt Victoria, don't you?
Oh, yeah, let's see Great Aunt Victoria.
She's in this closet right here.
Oh, isn't that a coincidence?
Looks like she's fresh and alive as she always was, don't she?
Yeah.
She does not seem to be moving a great deal.
No, we stitched up her lips and tied her arms down.
Why, you boys certainly are creative. Are you weeblows by any chance?
No.
Just like arts and crafts. Love that busy work.
Yeah. The paper mache to rise together.
Well, it's very creative. I tell you what, boys, it's getting a little late. I think it must be your bedtime. Never mind. I think we should have an all-night
She said the magic
party.
Word. It's bedtime!
Oh, look at this. Brocale.
I have to laugh at that every time I hear. That's Joe Person there and Tom Carosa, my improvising buddies. And that was from a radio show Tom used to have, and he would have the audience call in, and he would just blindly take a record and put it on, and that would be our background music to whatever it was. And the audience would call in suggestions, and that's how we did the sketch. So we made that whole thing up right then. That was a scary sketch. Hey, look who finally made it into the chat room. Jack Hoffman, my buddy. A more supportive fellow of comedy you will never find, my friend Hector Luis, and George Bettinger and Betty Joe Tucker, and Matt Mann. I'm with Stupid Radio. This guy is just so supportive. He's at all the shows. He loves comedy. So let's hear it for him. Jack Hoffman, this Tuesday, coming Tuesday on Movie Attic Headquarters, Betty Jo Tucker is going to be having the Songs of Maureen O'Hara. It's every Tuesday at 4 p.m. You want to check that out. And George Bettinger has that old-time comedy and also funny music and the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Dreamstream Radio. Just follow them on Facebook. Make new friends. And Hector Luis, well, he's always doing something. It's so cute, and he's so adorable. I love his wife. She's such a sweetie and so supportive, and at all of his shows. They're just a cute couple. They are. They're so cute. They are so cute. Let's give them a little Bria Skonberg chili whack cheer. Boom, shakalaka. We'll be right back. Funny comedian the other night, and his name is Gerald Benford, and he's going to be at the Cabana Grill Restaurant, Bar, and Nightclub, 213 Washington Avenue, Little Ferry, New Jersey. Go check him out, the Cabana Grill. All right, that's Saturday, March 14th. There, you got a nice little plug. Jack Hoffman. Yes, of course, Jack Hoffman was at the Joe Franklin tribute. George Bettinger sent a very touching tribute in as well. Very nice. Everybody's nice. I'm with Stupid. Love you. Love you. Hector Louise, you are gone, and now you're back again. Hector, are you performing anywhere? Please put it up there, and I will announce it to my guest and anyone listening. Let's hear a little Camille Theobald and Letters to People Who Piss Her Off.
These are letters to Deli cashier. Okay, I get it. You're old. But that doesn't mean it's okay to hit on all of your female customers. You know, in the beginning it was kind of like, oh, he's a little old guy. And he gives me free muffins and discounted drinks. So, you know, I'll smile back. But now, you don't give me anything. Anything for free at all. And you're just getting creepier. I mean, I'm afraid to pay in cash because you hold my hand for a few seconds when you give me my change. Oh, yeah. I mean, what makes you think it's okay to hold my hand when all I wanted was my change? You know, I mean, how is that even okay in the first place? This isn't the 20s. This is 2012, where that's kind of considered sexual harassment, in a way. I could probably say something. But since you're old, they may not do anything. But still, just take my order. Give me my vegetable juice. Okay, oldie? No more winky-winky. No touchy-touchy. And no looky-uppy-downy. Maybe I'll give you a tip if you don't creep me out next time. Love, Camille. Yeah, these are letters I wrote to these people. They beat me out that one time, and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters that I'm saying for you. I hope they are entertaining, and they make you laugh.
Hello, handsome, how do you do? Hello, handsome, what a brew. Hello, handsome, care to bowl?
Difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one, roll from home to
the town. Dee Dee, we start with science to make our coffee so darn handsome.
Wowee, science?
Every unattractive bean goes through our vintage, fully restored and customized Probot UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh.
Careful, it's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew. What a wrangle made too.
Step three, drip, drip, drippity, drop, drip.
Finally, the most important part, serve it with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello, handsome.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good lookingness.
Thank you. To hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. Call me, Chief.
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Say, did you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, Dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He baned me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah. So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard it was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you've seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3:05 p.m. I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new .45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
I couldn't find the speaking thing. All right. Thank you. Jack Hoffman's in the house, Bill. All righty. That's good to know. Jack Hoffman checking in there. And that was Stan Friedberg, if you're asking. You weren't, but I just thought I'd throw that in there. How about a little Stone Twin? Oh, I did them already. How about Sundra Kroonquist? Let's check her.
It's really awful when you have kids sometimes. I had two kids within 2 years, and there's a term for that. Suicidal. Now, if I had two kids in 1 year, I guess that would make me orthodox. But that's not the point, ladies and gentlemen. That's not the point. With the first baby, the doctor said to me, when the pain gets to be too rough, call us and we'll give you a pain blocker. And I said, too late. You should have given me a pain blocker for the first 5 years of my marriage. Hey, now. See, because I have a Jewish mother-in-law. Maybe these lights are too bright. You can't see because of the highlights. I'm a black woman with a Jewish mother-in-law. Now, you know the only thing we have in common is that we don't want to get our hair wet. Hey! That's real. So you know there was drama when we got the sonogram results because she was real excited. Okay. Now that we know we're having a little girl, what I'd like to know is what you plan on naming that little Chacha, okay? Okay. Now, I realize there's a difference in the background with the African-American, colored, black, whatever you people call yourselves these days. Seriously, I just don't want a name that's difficult to pronounce like Shaniqua. Because in my mind, I'm thinking of a name short but delicious, like Hadassah or Goldie. Now, you know you don't have to be a Jew to know those are some jacked up names you're giving to a little black kid. You can't be running around in Harlem with their cousins, Rashida and Rashida. How's that going to sound? Yo, Hadassah, yo, Goldie, yo, my sisters, what's up? But I knew there was going to be drama from the moment I met my mother-in-law. Have you ever met someone the first 5 seconds you say through your teeth, I hate this bitch? Really? Seriously. Painful, very painful. You know, it was my husband's fault. My husband, brilliant attorney, not always a smart husband. I'll tell you why. He decided to introduce me to his mother for Passover. For Pesach, Jewish people. In the car, on the way to the Passover Seder, he leans over and he says, look, we're not going to tell mommy you're black. I said, well, that's smart. She'll never notice. But she noticed, and that's when I noticed that Jews can't whisper. Have you noticed this, ladies and gentlemen? This is crazy, because you know Latinos know how to whisper. You know what I'm saying? Like me, that's un pingamba. Can you, man? You know what I'm saying? You know how to whisper. You know, black people know how to whisper. Black people be like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We don't know what we're saying, but we know how to whisper, and that's my point. Now, I met Ruthie for the first time, and I walked in. I'm trying to be real polite, and I said, Ruthie, thank you so much for having me. She said, oh, pleasure's all mine. Have a seat. Elliot, put my pocketbook away. At that ice on her fingers and said, baby, when you laying up in that ice, I'm going to be wearing that bling. So let's just be nice, okay? No, she's not. This is mine. Anyway, thank you for asking. Thank you. Nothing happened to my mother-in-law. Went to China. There was an earthquake. She got back to Brooklyn unscathed. I don't know how she does it. I don't know how she does it. And these are not mother-in-law jokes because you can't make this up. This is just a crazy family I'm involved in. I mean, I met my sister-in-law for the first time. My sister-in-law has that North Jersey Jewish dialect and says, eh, at the end of every sentence, like a cat in heat. You know that kind of Jewish fraud? Hi, how are you? My name is Shelley Edelman. I'm the president of my temple in Marlborough, New Jersey. Eh. So, you know, I'm trying to get with the program, you know, so I'm like, how you doing? I'm Cindy Kronquist. Yeah. You know, I didn't know what was going down. And then she leans over to her husband, and I'm watching this whole scene, and she says, oh, my God, Nia, look at her. She's got light eyes and light hair. What kind of a black person is she? I said, a black person who can hear that, too. I hear white people.
Okay. I hate when they end that quick. I'm not, you know, so fast to know it's, oh, there it goes. Oh, and speaking of there goes the show, because it's the end of the show. So what am I going to do? I play my When You're Smiling song, and we'll do that. And thank everybody for tuning in today. Like, I'm with Stupid Radio. I'm with Stupid Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And you can listen to them. I'm going to find your times in a minute. Where are they? Before? Okay. Sunday, noon to 2 p.m. EDT time. What is EDT time? Eastern downtime? I don't know. Jack Hoffman, thank you for joining us today. Finally, you got in the room. All right, Jack Hoffman. Facebook friend, everybody. Hector Louise, you are a doll. Your wife is a doll. I'm sure your kids are rocking dolls. And you're a terrific guy all around. Love you, man. Oh, it's Eastern Daylight Time. Thank you. I'm sorry. Oh, freak out the ginkgo biloba. All right. And I haven't had a cup of coffee yet, anyone. That's the problem. And I've got a 6 o'clock call to do extra work on some TV show tonight. So wish me luck staying awake. Okay. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Etiquette Headquarters. This coming Tuesday, Maureen O'Hara. And every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Betty Jo Tucker Movie Etiquette Headquarters. Thank you all for tuning in today. And practice your smiles now. This is the portion of the show where we practice our smiles. Are you smiling? You know when you're smiling, the whole world is going to smile with you. That's what the lyrics say anyway. Tuning in.